Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow wrestling fans. It is the illustrious one, Matt Granberry, giving you another episode of Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. I've kind of been in a funk lately. And it's nobody's fault. It's just that, I don't know. I really haven't known what to talk about on this next episode. Last episode, I did a whole... I guess you can call a rant on Dream coming back. And it's not Dream. It's not Dream's fault. It's not anybody's fault. It's just, you know how you get into a funk and you're just like, okay, I as a podcaster, you know, what do we talk about here? Yes, there's plenty going on in pro wrestling. I'm not saying there's always something going on in pro wrestling. But for me personally, I was just kind of like, well, I don't want to talk about this, don't want to talk about this, don't want to talk about this. And maybe I got inside my own head or something like that. But I decided to take a step back, kind of reevaluate things, and talk about some things that bring me joy in pro wrestling. So this is going to be a positivity episode. This is not, I'm trying to get all the negative out of this episode because... let's face it, it's easy to get a part of the negativity that is pro, you know, that's in pro wrestling or in the pro wrestling community, in on Twitter or whatever social media. It's easy to do that. But every now and then, as fans, I would suggest, do what you want to, not telling you how to do things, but I would suggest just take a step back and remind yourself, what brings you joy in pro wrestling? You know, because it's easy to get a part of the grind. And it's easy to get a part of, you know, the mundane of, you know, doing the same, you know, doing what we do as podcasters, especially wrestling podcasters, because there's a lot of shows out there that, you know, do review shows and do, you know, just do interviews and whatnot. And it can kind of get a little bit boring, a little bit ho-hum, but then you need to just step back and like, why do I do this? What brings me joy in pro wrestling? And this past week, I sat down and I thought about it. And I would like to share with you some of the things from the past week or so that have brought me joy, that have reminded me of why I love pro wrestling. What has brought me joy, first and foremost, and this is the main thing because I want to start this off, is, once again, the availability of pro wrestling to the masses. You know, I'm a child of the 80s and the 90s. If you didn't have cable TV or access to that buddy down the street that had certain VHS copies of your favorite independent wrestling, you know, you were just screwed. But now, nowadays, it's available for everyone. It's worldwide. And there's something for everyone. Whether you want hardcore wrestling or technical wrestling or lucha libre or European style or Japanese strong style or something like that, it's out there. And that brings me joy. That makes me happy that pro wrestling is readily available to the masses at a click of the button. What also brings me joy is companies like Synergy Wrestling and Black Label Pro still pushing themselves to create content out there on the independent circuit. You know, during this whole pandemic thing, the independent wrestling scene has really, really been struggling. It's really, it got hit hard. It really did. And as a fan of independent wrestling, you know, I was concerned. I was very, very much saddened because I know that there are some companies that have had to close their doors. But thank God for streaming services like PowerSlam TV, like Independent Wrestling TV, that truly do support independent wrestling. And that makes me happy. That gets me out of the funk that I have been in. And I don't care what anyone else says. Roman Reigns coming back, I consider that a joy. Here's a guy who did what a lot of people thought he shouldn't do. And that was go home. Take care of himself. Look, he's immunocompromised. I'm sorry, but I agree with Roman going away. But now he's back. He's back doing what he loves to do. He's back doing what brings him joy. And I consider it a win. I know I've been critical of Roman. I have. But I think it's a good thing Roman Reigns is back. I think it's a good thing that Damian Priest has finally won a title. Because there's been many of us that have followed his career from Ring of Honor when he was Punishment Martinez. And he didn't win anything. Man deserved a belt. And by God, they put the strap on him. They pulled the trigger on him. Good for NXT. Good for Hunter. Good for Damian Priest. I think he can be one of those cornerstones of NXT. I think he's underrated. I think he can be that, you know, one of those guys that eventually will get up there to the main event status, and he will get up there to being in the NXT title picture. Maybe within the next 6 months to a year or so. I would love to see Damian Priest versus Karrion Kross or whoever's wearing the title then. So it's a good thing that Damian Priest is the North American champion. I think it's a great thing that even though there is a lot of negativity online, there's not a lot of negativity on social media, but it brings me joy to talk to the people that I consider family in the internet wrestling community. You know, without these individuals, I would not be doing this podcasting thing. I certainly would not have the courage to do this, but there's so many people that have brought me joy just by talking to them online. And there's too many to name, but you guys know who you are. I love you guys. You guys truly, every time I talk to you, you guys really do bring a smile to my face. And you fill me up with encouragement to keep on doing this. You really do. You guys make me want to be a better wrestling podcaster. You guys really do. And again, too many names to mention, but you guys know who you are. Not trying to be rude or anything, not trying to, you know, tone down the importance of these people, but it is. They truly are a big part of why I do this. And yeah, you know, I think it's a great thing. Moving on, I think it's a great thing. Hey, I had my doubts about Pat McCaffrey. Proved me wrong. I mean, he proved me wrong from the get-go. This guy, with a little bit of coaching, a little bit of here and there tweaking, maybe not a lot, but this guy could actually do something in the ring. He held his own against one of the best. And Adam Cole, baby. I think this one really brings me a lot of joy. I don't know if anything's for certain or not, but it seems like AEW and the NWA are forming a partnership, and that is nothing but good for us the fans. If anybody, you know, I've missed NWA Power. I've missed it so much because it was such a great show. I mean, it's just, it was a break from the norm. It was totally different than anything that was out there. And if they're partnering with AEW, it is a good thing. Some people that going from the YouTube spotlight to the national spotlight on TNT that really need that spotlight shined on them, they're getting that opportunity. I mean, hell, Thunder Rosa is going against Sheeta. If you're not excited about that match, check your pulse. Please, check your pulse. You need to. That's just damn good booking right there. And I hope that they further that. I hope AEW and the NWA, I hope they further this relationship. I really, really hope they do. Because until NWA Power comes back, I know NWA is going to start showing monthly pay-per-views on Fight TV, I believe. But, you know, until Power comes back, hey, this is a great outlet. And until these pay-per-views start coming, hey, this is a great outlet for the NWA. Like the champ said, the NWA is open for business. And there, I know that was a long pause, but, you know, we've got to, every now and then, us as pro wrestling fans, we've got to reevaluate our joy of why we love what we love. We do. We really do. And I'm glad that you've allowed me to not really vent, but kind of open myself up to you guys and talk about these little joys that I found in the past week or so. There's so many more that I can talk about, but unfortunately, I'm doing this podcast while I'm driving, and I've got to get to work here pretty soon. In fact, I'm about to turn into my work, so I could go on and on for longer, but unfortunately, I can't. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this little bitty old podcast that I decided to do. And I want to thank you guys for supporting me and just listening. So I also want to thank Power Slam TV. I want to thank Synergy Wrestling. These are two great, great organizations that have done nothing but further the pro wrestling industry and are really doing great things for the fans. I want to thank Independent Wrestling TV. And it's just, it's a wonderful thing that what these companies are doing. And I want to thank you guys, really. I want to thank you guys so much. Thank you for being part of the joy that I share with you in pro wrestling. Thank you so much. So until next time, that's it. That's going to be it for me for today. Be kind to one another. Support each other in our love of pro wrestling. Be safe out there. Guys, thank you so much again. I can't say that enough. Thank you. And we will see you later. Have a great day, guys. Bye.